And welcome to the best of the Drew and Mike show from years past, only 2 years, but still, some really cool stuff, such as opening with Yolanda, our dear friend from New Jersey.
Oh, I love Yolanda.
Everyone loves Yolanda.
So nice.
Come on, Yolanda!
Especially after the way Brian Williams terrorized that city for so many years.
He did. She's still having nightmares on a regular basis about Brian Williams and the horrible things she said about her town.
I always wonder if she ever repeated any of the things you made up.
Probably.
To people in Red Bank.
Yeah, about him complaining about all the gay bars. And
She believed it.
You know what's funny? There were so many things that came out of that. I don't even remember why we originally called her. Originally.
It was something to do with
Brian. It did have to do with Brian Williams, yeah. And then we made it a lot worse. And she was really... I almost thought she was going to have a heart attack the first time.
She's livid.
But she's really cool. I mean, for her age, she was 93 when we first called. And for some reason, I wanted to freeze her at 93. I think she's 96 on this call.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he had an account of when he was robbed. Wasn't he selling Christmas trees?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and he lied about that.
What? He did not.
Yeah. And he was giving Red Bank a bad name.
Yeah, she thought it was total BS. She was definitely not a fan.
He claimed somebody stuck a .38 caliber pistol in my face and made me hand over all my money. Merry Christmas, right? Of course.
I forgot about the Brian Williams tote board.
Yeah, of his whoppers.
His whoppers.
He was. Boy, he liked re-dealing those whoppers, too. He would warm them back up and send them back out again.
He's a creative writer. Okay. You can't help it.
I'm kind of amazed
really
he survived that.
Really good at inventing news.
Yeah. The stolen valor thing, I just...
He didn't steal anybody's valor, though. No. He just pretended he got wounded.
Yeah, it was sort of implied that he was in some sort of danger. And it was total BS. Mm-hmm. And they told him to knock it off, and he kept doing it.
He doubled down.
It was really weird. I'm really surprised he survived at all. But I always liked him.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. Anyway, on to Mr. Methane, and that was the first time we talked to Methane in quite a while. I had my doubts as to whether it would even be the same number, or if he could still fart, which now it is a little bit in doubt.
Why were we calling him?
See, I think just we hadn't talked to him in a long time. It was just a check-in.
I know he starts going off on politics.
I think it was a
shock.
It was 2016, so it was...
Yeah,
it was,
everyone did.
Well, when has it not been time for that ever since? But Methane, I don't know, he's always much more fun than I imagine.
We have to call him back and ask him what he thinks about the Queen thing.
Oh! Doesn't he hate the Royals?
I don't think he's a fan of the Royals. He might have dug that. But yeah, there's a lot to talk about. The Trump baby flying over there. It was flying over the O2 on Wednesday for the Pearl Jam show.
Really?
Yeah.
And I guess people just loved it. It's real. The Trump baby is a really funny dirigible, whatever that word is.
You know, when it gets here, someone's going to shoot it down.
Oh,
it will happen. Somebody will shoot it down.
And they'll get arrested.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean to the United States?
And then they'll be pardoned.
Yeah, they had the GoFundMe for $6,000 to bring it here, which apparently someone figured out was the cost to move the Trump baby.
Why does it cost six?
I don't know. What's it cost to build one?
Wait a sec. It's already built. Why would it cost $6,000?
Because you got to deflate it, then you got to fold it.
That's free.
Then you have to put it in some sort of
It's really for the,
package.
The people bringing it.
I'm going into the Trump baby moving business. I'm going to charge $5,000.
Undercover.
I'll do very well.
Why couldn't they just fly it behind the QE2 or something like that for the entire trip?
Yeah, why not?
That'd be kind of fun.
Float it over here.
That'd be pretty funny, I have to admit. And then we wrap up with the Bigfoot researcher. That was a really contentious conversation because it came down to the usual discussion, which is why is there never a picture of Bigfoot? And then there was a lot of conversation about cameras and
his feces.
The reason that, yes, that too.
There's a lot about his feces.
The reason that there aren't cameras ever when, and then, of course, he complained about the cost of cameras, which, I don't know, it seemed
pretty... Of trail cams, the automatic ones.
It seemed like a really silly concept to me if he really wanted to see Bigfoot.
I know, everything today is caught on camera, except for Bigfoot. Everybody's busted, except for Bigfoot. He'd be the best criminal right now.
If I remember correctly, though, I think that was a pretty popular call. So
it's pretty good.
I think it's worth digging deep. And there's no sponsors on the Best Of. We need sponsors. We got to do something about this. This is a whole show with no sponsors. 1/6 of the total output is in Best Of now. Additional output. Mm-hmm. So and the additional downloads, too, which is great. I hear a lot of people are listening to this, so that's great.
Hi. Everyone that's listening.
So have a great weekend, and we'll catch you with a new program on Monday. See ya. All right, you want to call Yolanda?
Yeah.
93-year-old Yolanda. We called her about Brian Williams and his little whopper.
His disparaging remarks about Red Bank, New Jersey.
And getting robbed there. And, of course, it turned out to be total BS, but we made a great friend in Yolanda.
All right, now tell me your name.
Yolanda.
She is a piece of work. And she also had some strong feelings about Donald Trump. We couldn't remember exactly what they were.
No. But, you know, now her favorite is, what'd she call me? Her chubby little governor.
Oh, Chris Christie, yeah.
He's now on Trump's team. Which, by the way, who announces a transition team before they win the election?
Yeah, you don't usually announce it.
No.
You got to put it together, though. Oh, come on, yo.
Come on, Yolanda!
Please.
No. Remember, she screens her calls.
Right, oh, that's now, right.
Please leave a message and we'll get back.
Yolanda, it's cool, baby. It's cool. We still just talking.
Yolanda, it's your broadcasting friends in Detroit. Can't say podcast. You don't know what I'm talking about. Yo? Yolanda?
Hello?
Yay. Yolanda, there she is. How you doing, Yolanda? It's Drew and Mark from Detroit.
Who am I speaking with?
Drew and Mark in Detroit from the radio station.
Remember?
Well, it's a podcast,
the Jones Boys.
The Jones Boys?
How are you?
Is that a disparaging term, Yolanda?
I called you the Jones Boys. What's new in this world of corruption?
Oh, great question. You know, we've been talking so much about Donald Trump and the fact that he's running, and somebody said, you know, Yolanda had some strong feelings about Donald Trump, but we couldn't remember what they were exactly. Are you a Donald Trump fan?
No, dear. I think the man needs a very thorough psychiatric examination.
Ooh.
I think you're not alone.
But now your heart might be a little split because your chubby little governor that you like so much, Chris Christie, is part of his team.
Well, I don't know. So, you know, you can't believe everything you hear, but from what I've heard, I don't think I like him so much. I thought he was a good guy, but I think now he's got some hiding in the closet, too.
Oh, Chris Christie, do you think the fact that he's working for Donald Trump, is that one of the reasons that you're starting to wonder about Chris Christie?
Yeah, well, that's it. The question mark was there, and now I can't seem to erase it because I tell you, I don't know who to trust. And somebody asked me who I was going to vote for. I said, "Well, I'm seriously thinking of not voting because there isn't anybody that's worthwhile."
Do you know? I'm sure, Mark, you heard about a lot of people are making these really creative obituaries where they're connecting the election to.
Yes.
The one lady started by saying that she decided rather than have to pick between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, she would rather go into the loving arms of God.
Yes, and she did.
And the everlasting end, she
very
did.
Nice.
You heard about that, yo.
Oh, I don't know about Hillary either.
Yeah, no, it's a tough one. Definitely is.
Zipper Bill will help her.
Well, now, she's getting attacked because, you know, she went after Donald Trump because he doesn't like women. And Donald Trump came back and said, yeah, but she's married to probably the biggest abuser of women in the history of
politics.
American politics. So, I don't know, do you think Bill Clinton's activities have anything to do with this? I mean, does that matter to you?
No, I tell you one thing. He wasn't, when you stop to think of it, he wasn't that bad a president.
But what about the...
He just didn't have too many morals, that's all.
But what about the intern, Monica Lewinsky, and, you know, this cigar?
Well, this
stuff?
Is what I mean. That's the wrong thing he did.
Yeah.
His, private life was a public joke, that's all.
And she enabled him, Yolanda. She was an enabler. Remember? She tried.
Oh, yeah. Well, she dropped out of the picture. You see how fast she lost her popularity.
Yeah true. Now, going back a little ways, because we're talking about trust and lack of trust, have you kind of forgiven Brian Williams for some of the stuff that was going on? Because remember, he said he got robbed in Red Bank, and it turns out he made it up.
Well, the thing is that everybody embellishes, but he didn't embellish. He just plain lied.
Mm-hmm.
He lied to get what he wanted, and he got it.
Yeah, those were some big whoppers.
So it wasn't petty little things. He really hurt a lot of people by doing what he did.
And I know you were upset.
He made the military look bad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did.
Thing. Worst of all, he made Red Bank look terrible.
No, I don't appreciate that at all. You know, they always said, the good Lord said, you have to forgive everybody. But when people deliberately have to do what they did in order to make themselves number one, I think that's a criminal act to me.
Yeah, it is criminal. And when he went on and on about, he said he was, I don't know, was he at a gay bar or something in Red Bank? And he said he got robbed at a gay bar. And
a gay bar. They didn't even want, honey, when.
How would you know?
Do they have,
when there, he went, when he wrote the, all this stuff about Red Bank, the word gay means you were happy. nobody ever scorned at the fact that the word, you hid the word gay. It meant you were happy.
No, I know.
You know, people used it freely.
I know, the man was crazy. The whoppers were just flying out of his mouth. I don't know what happened to him.
So what gay bar is he talking about?
I don't know. He said he was in the I guess there's a section, I guess, with a bunch of gay bars.
Anybody that age bracket, his age bracket, would know that when he was a little boy, the word, when you were happy, they didn't say happy. They said gay. They liked the word better.
Well, I guess he thought he was going to a sports bar or something. It was called the Manhole, and it turned out to be a gay bar, and he got robbed. But no, I don't know what happened.
He fantasized about a lot of things, let me tell you. He really did.
You know, I can't get over it. Yolanda, your hearing is so good.
It's phenomenal.
Are you still 93 years old?
I'm 94. I'm going to be 95.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday.
Time has passed on.
I'm going to be 95 next month, and the nurse in the doctor's office says to me, will you tell me the truth? And I said, I'm telling you the truth. And she says, my God, I can't believe it.
Yeah, what kind of genes do you have? Your hearing is great. You seem to, your memory seems outstanding. I mean, I got to tell you, talking to my parents, they're both 95. I can't have a conversation with either one of them on the phone. They can't hear a thing.
Well, it's sad because I have two of my lasting girlfriends. See, I lived in Florida for 30 years, and when I came back, two of my girlfriends were still pretty able. We used to go out for lunch and have fun and everything else. But in the past few years, I can't even talk on the phone with them.
Isn't that sad? Yeah, and there's so much to talk about, too. I don't know if you heard about this, but there's been a lot of controversy over transgender people and what bathrooms they should use. I don't know. Have you heard anything about that?
How I feel about that? Who are we to judge?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm with you.
Amen.
Look, if you like somebody your own sex, I mean, this is Mother Nature. So you like them, right, and that's it.
Different.
I think so.
What you do beyond that, you know,
okay.
It's none of my business.
Yolanda, if you're taking a dump in a public bathroom, you don't care who's in there with you, do you? Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, you know, like the Pope himself said, what? Who am I to judge?
Well, let me ask you something. Transgender is a little different than being gay. Those are people that they're born, maybe you're born a female and you decide when you're 10 or 12 or 15 or probably all along that
you don't want to be that anymore.
Yeah, you want to be a man.
And then there are children that are born that they call hermaphrodites.
Yeah, hermaphrodites.
Yeah.
They have both sexes.
Right.
Yes.
You got to choose, what are you going to be?
Yolanda, you haven't ever seen that, like a picture of it, have you?
Yes.
Oh, you have?
I'm a retired nurse.
Oh, really?
What?
I bet you got tons of stories.
Wow.
I've seen it all.
Really? Have you seen a lot of weird things stuck in weird places?
Yes. There's a lot of weird people in this world.
Let me ask you this. You know, sometimes in the emergency room, like some guy comes in there and he has a softball stuck inside his butt. Have you ever seen anything like that?
No, I've seen pretty much, you know.
What's the most ridiculous thing you've seen there?
No, I can't tell you, fella. Some of these things amongst the medical profession are private.
But there's a website. There's actually a page online. There's a website, honestly, that lists in the course of the last year all the weirdest things people came into the emergency room stuck in their butt. So I think there's a statute of limitations, and it's up.
And as long as you don't identify the person, no one knows.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Okay, so what's the weirdest thing you ever remember anybody had in their butt?
A Brian Williams figurine. Oh, I mean,
hey, you boys really have had an education on this station.
Oh, and you haven't?
You've heard it all, haven't you?
What's the most? Okay, let me ask you that question.
Let me ask you something. What's Brian Williams doing?
He's spreading more lies.
He's on MSNBC now.
Spreading lies.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, he's...
But he's not very popular.
No, one sees him anymore, Yolanda.
Yeah, his last ratings were 0.1.
He's not the pretty boy anymore.
Nope.
I guess not. Did you think he was that attractive?
No, he's a run-of-the-mill-looking guy, as far as I'm concerned. Whoa. With anything dashing about him.
Really?
All right, now, how about, since we were talking about him earlier, how about Bill Clinton circa 1992?
I like Yolanda's got a thing for Bill Clinton.
Is she moving the phone down there? Gross.
No, I'm. You
she's
know,
the
I'm
phone
sorry.
To get off.
I'm sorry for the guy. I mean, man
Bill
that
Clinton?
Held a man that held the presidency and to be involved with this babe,
19-year-old intern.
No one's ever called her a babe, by the way. Admit she was kind of chunky. I mean, that Yolanda, that's really the most embarrassing thing about it, that he couldn't get a hotter chick.
Yeah,
I don't know. I still, you know, I keep thinking, what went wrong in his mind?
What I don't know. He had no control over his genitals. His genitals were running the show.
I was just going to say, he didn't speak very well for Hillary. Maybe he didn't get enough.
Well, some people
maybe
said,
he didn't get enough.
Some people have said that. It's been said.
Well, she was busy being the lady of the land. I heard a story that about her that said when she graduated from college, her last remark was, "And I'm someday I'm going to be the president of the United States."
Oh, I thought it was I'm going to miss all this beef.
So she followed through.
It might have been. Maybe she's misquoted. Maybe what she meant to say was.
Don't tell me you fellas aren't going to vote for her now.
Well, I don't know. I
can't see myself voting for either one, to tell
you
the
truth.
And
another thing is, she wants to go down in history. Let's face it.
What else she wants to go down on?
She wants to be the first female president.
Absolutely. It's all about her, regardless of what her policies are, right?
What else is it?
What would you say if it turned out that quote, instead of someday I'm going to be president, she said, someday I'm going to be a lesbian?
Who knows?
Some people
Only
said that's what she meant.
The shadow knows.
The shadow? Is that what she said? Only the shadow?
That's a big shadow.
Oh, I'm glad we called you, Yolanda. What now?
Oh, I'm glad you called me. I thought you fellows had gone to your eternal rest with news and stuff.
Well, we may have gone into eternity from a career standpoint, but...
No, I didn't mean to that point. I meant into eternal rest in the news business.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of not too far from that. But but I'm so glad we checked in on you, because people literally have been texting us and emailing us saying, where's Yolanda? Why haven't we called Yolanda? So we thought, well, we were talking about Trump today. Why don't we call Yolanda and see where she stands with Donald Trump?
Hey, Yolanda, can I ask you about other people that ran? I mean, Bernie Sanders is still in. Do you like Bernie Sanders?
Well, I was going to say he seems the only one that you can't be sure. You know, when there's a doubt in your mind, you're not too swift either. And that's the way I feel right now. I'm kind of confused.
Oh, what about Ted Cruz? Did you like Ted Cruz?
Well, I was wondering. I thought Cruz might have been the guy. Ooh. But now I'm beginning to wonder. I don't know. I think if I had to vote, I think the only one I probably would vote for would be Cruz.
What about?
I don't know.
What about Jeb Bush, in spite of his low energy? I mean, the guy doesn't have any energy.
I think they have enough Bushes planted in the White House.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, it's getting to be a family affair.
Yeah, I'm not.
So
we're not.
I admired that crew. I think they were honest.
That crew. Next thing you know, Billy Bush is going to run, right?
They were a crew.
Billy Bush has got a promotion. He's with.
Is he not with Access Hollywood anymore?
I think he's with Entertainment Tonight now.
Access.
Hey, Yolanda, listen, we have to run, but it's great talking to you.
And thanks for calling me, fellas.
We'll be back. We'll call you sometime soon.
Well, give me some identification when you call, because I'm going to tell you something. They must have my name on a billboard at some interstate.
Oh, really?
I am getting phone calls from every state in the nation.
Oh, no.
Well, that's why you're screening the calls.
And I'm getting mail, begging letters from as far as Africa.
Really? Well, whatever you do, if it's about a prince and getting some prince releasing some money, do not give anybody any money, Yolanda.
Oh, I stopped. One Catholic organization, and I put a note in there. I said, if you sell my name, I will not give you another donation.
And they did it.
I support the church here. That's it.
Right, but you won't be in their mailing list.
No,
right?
God, no.
No, I'm just not going to. I get all these pictures, I get all this, and they're coming up with all these saints that I never heard of. And believe you me, I not only had a Catholic high school and grammar school education, but when I went away to school, I also picked another Catholic organization.
Wow.
Huh.
Well, we will absolutely sit through the message and make sure you have a chance to screen so you know it's us before you pick up.
Do you want a code word?
Yeah, you could do that.
Let's see. How about
Armageddon?
How about Billy Boy?
Okay, Billy Boy.
Billy Boy, you got it, Yolanda.
All right, we'll forget, but we'll try that.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks.
Nice talking to you.
Fellas.
You're welcome. Bye, all Yolanda.
Bye. I love her.
What's wrong with Armageddon?
Well, I was thinking butt stuff because she's so into all the things that... We're, working as a nurse.
Oh, man.
She's
going to jump in there. She's so hip.
She's very progressive in her thoughts.
She's very hip. I mean, I'm really, that's funny about her being a nurse.
Yeah.
She knows that stuff goes on.
Of course.
I thought she was going to come out with it, but we'll have to work on that. I'm not giving up. I know she's had somebody come in there with a spatula up their ass or...
And had a ridiculous excuse for it?
Yes.
Shake your leg, woman!
As strange as this is to say, I think he's a little tired of farting. He gets what? He's paid for farting. Down
and we hear what is commonly known as a fart.
It's the blowout.
Is this the Addams Family?
Yes,
first?
It is.
Here we go.
Wow. What a talent.
He has his own YouTube channel. He has his own app.
Wow. Paul, Mr. Mainthain. How you doing? It's so good to hear your voice.
Yes, good to hear you. Oh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Happy Poo Year.
Likewise.
Hi, happy, yes. It's 2017, and it's funny, actually. You've got, it means nothing over there, does it, the word Trump? I mean, it does. He's a president, but, in England, the word Trump means to break wind. So this is the year of Trump in America, isn't it?
Oh,
yes,
it is,
apparently. Some people aren't too happy about it, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, when does he become president? Is it the 20th or
17 days?
The 20th, yep.
20th, yep.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I was thinking of doing something on YouTube, and then I thought, well, people don't, Trump is Trump, but it's an English thing, and, you say we say tomato and you say tomato.
Yeah, but there's still farts.
We say Trump, and you say fart.
Paul, I think if you fart a few times, people will love it. They won't care about any of the other stuff.
Especially if you preface it with, in Britain, Trump means this.
Yeah, I mean, actually, we're working this out rather well, aren't we? Yeah.
I trust me. You'll have lots of people in America who will love anything that turns Trump into a fart.
Oh, right, okay. Because the country seems divided.
Extremely.
Like the Brexit over here, it's a close call. And I don't know, but Michigan's one of the areas that
he won here.
For Trump, am I right?
It was close.
I'm amazed at you guys in England, how much you know. It seems like you know our current affairs better than we do sometimes.
Well, when me and Barry used to come over to America, trying to find any foreign news was the newspapers cover lots of domestic news, and the TVs do, and there's very little international news, where in England and Europe, you seem to get more international news.
I guess we're just where it's at.
It's too big of a country,
I don't know why that is, but you do, it is noticeable that sort of, I suppose it's, America's a huge continent, so there's enough news to go round.
We
don't share many borders with it, but the rest of Europe shares borders with, you know, I mean, you can cross Europe and end up in China through Mongolia, you know, so... We've got all these borders and all these different countries and different nationalities and languages. So maybe that's the reason. I'm not sure.
You know, it's funny, Methane. Here in the States, Farage means flatulence.
Does it?
I'm glad that joke worked.
I don't think so.
See, some people pay attention to news over here.
He's not exactly universally popular over here, old Farage, you know.
No.
And many people just see him as a bit of a grubby opportunist, really, just getting on a plane and then, you know, having a Brexit win and then going over there and think, you know, and just seeing that there might be a Trump win and sort of inveigling himself into the whole picture of it. That's how some people view him. Other people think that he walks on water, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mitha, not to get too far away from the serious stuff, but...
I agree. Well, you know, we've got to get to the bottom of these things, haven't we?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing I wanted to ask was, you know, Mark was saying you've got a YouTube page and you've got your own app. It sounds like your career is on fire.
Well, it's funny. It's like I'm probably better known now. But, you know, I mean, when I go to bed tonight, you know, people all over the world will be consuming Methane in Australia, in the States, you know, all over the place. And, you know, there'll be a few more thousand or I don't know how many thousands of YouTube views. It's like all the big sort of, rock stars now, they don't sell any product, so they're all having to go back on the road and perform again.
Yeah. Now, are you still performing a lot?
I am. I'm actually, it seems like yesterday, but the beginning of last year, I said, you know, I've got to sort of do 10 minutes, at least 10 minutes every day, whether I'm working, you know, whether I'm performing or not, just to keep farting fit. I hit 50 in last March, you see.
Wow.
So I was there was a big 5-0, and I thought I'm not quite as supple, and I was noticing that I was struggling a little bit. And
next thing you're going to say is that they're starting to stink.
Oh no, that happened a while ago.
We know.
A while ago. I mean, when Mike comes back, he'll testify to that. That happened nearly 20 years ago.
I can hardly believe that, you know, we were so excited you and Barry were coming, and then we had you in the studio, and of course we couldn't wait for you to do your thing to a song. And then about halfway through the song, I realized, oh my God, this studio just stinks. And I was like, how could I have thought that this wouldn't smell? And Mike Walters and Mike Clark were both on the verge of throwing up. They left the room, and their mouths were watering. And I guess a meeting down the hall got canceled.
It was a difficult one, you know, because obviously the change in water and the change in diet coming straight over from England. And having I don't know what had actually, you know, something didn't quite agree with me.
Yeah,
I think it was
the chili fries that you made us buy. Yeah.
You were eating chili fries when you came into the
That'll do it.
I think there was sort of complimentary pizzas around the office in the studio.
Yeah.
I think somebody brought some slices of pizza in, and I might have had a bit of Mexican or something, you know.
That's pretty common. Hey, by the way, do you still work with Barry?
I was just chatting with him earlier. I just rang him up to catch up with him and wish him Happy New Year. So we were just having a chat about things. And
is he still managing your career?
Well, he's he's almost retired now, Barry, because he gets. I shouldn't really give his age away, really, should I? Because he's, you know, rock stars never get old.
I know. He's close to 70, though, I bet.
He's chasing Mick Jagger, let's put it like that.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to try and father a child. I don't know if he's, I don't think he's that silly.
Well, I love reading about Barry because Barry drummed for Jethro Tull, really in their glory days. He was their drummer, and he's considered, I think, their best drummer in the history of the band, which really says something.
Yeah, well, he was an original, he was the original, before they were even called Jethro Tull, he was in the band when they were just, I think they were the John Evans Smash, I think they were called.
Really?
Years ago, and then obviously they all sort of, you go through these college and school bands that you play in.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I should probably
ask you, because I don't know if I should ask him. Do you know why he and Jethro Tull split up, or why he left Jethro Tull? Because they were doing so well.
I think they just sort of, I think maybe he got fed up of being on the road, because it was quite grueling. He was away, I think, for 9 months of the year. And they toured really hard. And I think he just sort of, he'd had enough of that. And
he has a lovely wife.
Yeah, and he just felt he needed more time at home, I think. And the kids were growing up.
Yeah.
And then, you're out of it for 2 years, and then 2 years becomes four, and then it's six. And before you know it, you've not been on the road for 10 years, and then you think, oh, well, sod it, I might as well have another 10 years off,
And most guys don't care about that stuff, but Barry's a good guy, so he put his family first. That's okay. That's great.
Some can't do that because they need to be on stage to feed the ego.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like you.
I think it's my arse that needs to be on stage. It's my bottom that needs it. My bottom has an ego. I'm quite happy to just, hide behind it, really, so to speak.
I wonder what your Q rating is. Q rating is basically how many people know you out of 100. And in America, of course, if you're an athlete or a rock star, every Q rating is 80 or 90. But it seems like a lot of people know who you are. A lot of people.
Well, I was thinking this. Some even when people don't know the name, mm-hmm. as soon as they see the green costume and the farties, they sort of go, I know now. You know what I mean? It's one of those.
Yeah.
Subliminally, I've been connected now with Breaking Wind and a green costume, and they'll say, oh, weren't you on that Britain's Got Talent show, and sort of...
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had to deny who you were, like Bruce Wayne does, and walk away, and they're like, no, I know you from somewhere, and, you don't have the mask on?
Usually when I've not got the costume on, I'm okay. I don't get too many requests in the supermarket, but... once the costume goes on, then people tend to sort of, even if they don't know the name, they sort of know what's coming, if you know what I mean. They know that there's controlled anal voicing.
How many people saw you on Britain's Got Talent? Because Simon Cowell took you out, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he just did. I think he did what he had to do, really, because it was a prime time Saturday night show on the main commercial station, and I think the only way they could really get it on there was to sort of say, we don't really approve of this, sort of don't try this at home, children.
But everybody's laughing. I'm looking at the replay right now. Everyone's laughing except Simon is turning his head like he can't stand it. It's so horrible.
I wonder, I think...
Piers Morgan's laughing.
I think there's deeper issues than me there, I think there's something else is you know what I mean? There's maybe issues, I don't know, maybe, he suffered with a flatulent member of the family as a child, and he was stuck in the car, in the baby seat in the back, and he was made to... smell the fart or something. I don't know, but there's other things going on there. I don't think the anger's personally directed at me. I didn't feel And I at the time, I did feel it was very much a pantomime baddie, you know. There wasn't any animosity in what he said, even though he seemed to say you are a disgusting creature. The way that it was said, if I think back to the actual moment, it was like an actor saying you are a disgusting creature.
And the girl in the middle is laughing hysterically.
Of course.
Who's that female judge? She's beautiful and she loves you.
Yeah, well, you know, she actually lived with this English comedian who could do the same thing.
He farted on command?
What? He's stealing your act.
Well, you know, for years I thought, I was told by another comedian that you know, so-and-so can do this. And I think she was married to him. He was Scouser, a Liverpudlian comedian who presented a game show. And then one day I met him on a TV show and I said, Bobby Davro says you can do the same thing. And he said, oh, yeah, I can do. He said, but I can't anymore. So
he's pussying out.
Yeah, it's a lie.
He knew you would blow him out, literally.
Well, I think he'd lost, you know, I mean, the thing is that I think there's more money in presenting game shows on primetime television than there is sort of
But you've made a living, Mr. Methane. You've made a living doing this, right? Pretty much.
Yeah, I've done okay. I can't. I thought it might last a year or two. You know, and it would be something to tell the grandchildren. I never thought it would be going up for over. Oh goodness me! Now what? We must be over 25 years now. It's getting a bit ridiculous, really, isn't it?
Well, you know, you mentioned
half my lifetime spent at the performing. I even the other week had to appear as a witness in a Crown Court. You know the you'd seen the British Crown Court with the, you know, like Rumpole of the Bailey, the, you know, the guys in the wigs and the judge.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah, sure.
And I had to explain to the judge what I did. I was like a star witness in the case, you see. And the defense tried to undermine my evidence by sort of saying, could you tell us what you do for a living, Mr. Oldfield? So I turned to the judge and I just said, look, Your Honor, I said, I knew this would come up. I said, my stage name is Mr. Methane. I'm a performing flatulist and I perform the ancient art form known as controlled anal voicing. And I managed to say this in the Crown Court in England to a judge. And I said, but I do hope, I said, it's a legitimate profession. I said, I pay tax to the Inland Revenue. I said, I'm a member of Equity, which is the Performers Union. It's a bona fide profession, so I do hope my evidence today is as valid as anybody else's in this room, you know. And he says, quite right, Mr. Oldfield, he said. I've never had a performing flatulist in the witness box before. so he was quite happy with it.
Can I ask what you were doing in court?
I was just giving evidence. I was a witness to a court case. I won't go into too many details.
Well, you got my curiosity up.
I just happened, it's a business case, it's about business, and I just happened to witness a business transaction that come into dispute.
Sounds interesting.
Can you imagine if Judge Judy got a hold of that one?
Yeah, Judge Judy, that'd be great. Yeah.
It wasn't like, the judge is now deliberating before, you know, his decision's, what they call deferred, so he's deliberating all the points of law and everything now, so... it's still in that no man's land where I don't think you're meant to speak about the actual in the workings of it, you know, in case it's sort of, I don't know, prejudice is the outcome. So at the moment, it's all in the ether with the judge sifting through it.
No, it's just probably, cool, though, that you got to talk about that on the stand. I mean, it's part of the record now.
Oh, it is, yeah. And I'm sure he went back and put Mr. Methane into Google. Oh,
absolutely.
Came up with, probably, I think the thing that comes up is, the first thing that comes up when I last looked was that version of Let It Go from Frozen that they did. You know?
Yeah. So, you've got a lot of great. There's some great stuff online. I mean, we've heard it all. But you know, I know you were stayed up late and you're about to go to bed when Joey first called. So I didn't want to keep you too long. But hey, we would love to hear a fart or two before you go. If you can just let one.
Go on. I think I best not wake the neighbors. You know, but I think we've all started in a good, you know, a good light, peace and harmony sort of 2017 and. You know, 2nd of January. Well, 3rd of January here now. So, 3rd of January could disintegrate if I wake the neighbours up with a massive fart, you know, especially if they've got to get up. But, having said that, the show must go on. So, as I speak, I'm rapidly adjusting my attire.
So how did I know this was a setup?
Just the methane that Mark's birthday is today.
Oh, Mark, right, well, we'll have to do a happy birthday to Mark. I've just got to put you down. Well, I've got to take my jacket off. I need mobility to
it. We know how this works.
You got a jacket on? It's bedtime. What do you have a jacket on for?
I'm one of these men who goes upstairs and gets undressed, so, and it's damn cold here. Well, it's not as cold as it probably is in Michigan, but... It's quite a frosty night, so... And you know what these English houses are like? I live in an old stone house, so it never gets warm, you know.
It's got great acoustics, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's great acoustics. It's just like me. It's high, you know, high ceiling... High Victorian high ceilings, you know. The Victorians always built a 9-foot high ceiling, didn't they? And, you know... hang on, just let me put the phone. I won't be. I've just put you down.
You got right. it. No problem.
Just take me. We know this routine. Right. When he swallows.
Here we go.
It's air going in.
I think we can take the floor here, actually. I could go into the studio upstairs, but did we say it was Mark's birthday?
Yeah.
How are we allowed to ask how old?
Sure, 41.
Mark? Oh, 41, right. All right, that deserves a celebration. Hang on just a minute. by the way, I've been a bit loose just lately.
Great.
I'm glad you didn't call me before Christmas, because I had this terrible tummy bug. It was one of those. It kept disappearing, and I thought, that's it, I'm over it. You know, it was like an exorcism. I was sweating and, you know, I'll not go into details.
Yeah,
that
sounds rough.
But then you thought, that's it, it's left the body now. And then a day or two later, you'd go out and you'd have something to eat and it'd bite your back, you know, if you know what I'm saying. It'd suddenly sneak up on you and you'd think, oh my goodness, and you'd find yourself excusing yourself to... You couldn't walk around the... You know, you're walking around the shopping mall,
yes.
And you go for a fart,
yes.
Oh, no.
And you think, oh, dear. You know, it was one of those. And it left me on a few occasions running for home, you know.
Oh. Well, that's a real shame.
This is... Hang on, I'll just give you one for level, just a minute.
For level. Wow.
How's levels, that at your end?
Levels are looking good.
That goes right. Here we go. This is happy birthday to Mark. Here we go.
Thanks, Methane. This is great.
I'll try and sing as well in the background. But
please do.
The phone will be near my sphincter muscle. Here we go.
This is for Mark.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mark. Happy birthday to you.
Last one. Hip hip.
Hooray!
Oh. That was a wet one.
Oh, Lordy.
We went all the way there.
Oh, thank you. I'm so honored.
That was fabulous.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
You're overcome by... Does this get edited down, or can you basically do anything on the internet?
Oh, anything.
Anything.
So, It's like, you know, that we have that show in England called Top Gear.
Yeah, I know Top Gear.
And that's now on Amazon, isn't it?
It airs over here, yep.
Yeah, the presenter said, you know, now we're on the internet. He said, I can even pleasure a horse, you know. Which you know, wouldn't want to pleasure. But basically, you know, I mean, that's where we've gone to now. I suppose if we wanted, I think talking about farting is much more pleasurable than pleasuring a horse.
Oh, by far.
It's acceptable. I hate to say it. I've seen a horse pleasured on the internet. I didn't even want to see it. Somebody showed it to me.
Not to mention everyone farts. Not everyone pleasures a horse or wants to see it.
I haven't. You know, years ago, before the internet, there was a video going around called, I think it was called Animal Farm, which basically, it was a porn video that included all sorts of bestiality. And I was a train driver at the time on the railroad, you know, or an engineer, as they call them.
Is that right?
And they were all talking about this video, and then there was a young girl, Lisa, and I said, what is it? What, have you got a copy? Can I see it? She said, oh, I can't show it you. She says, Paul, oh, you're far too nice a boy to see this, you know. So I never got to see it because she decided it was a nice boy, and, it had sort of burned sort of an indelible imprint into the back of me.
Yeah, no, oh, yeah. I don't know what that says about her, but I'm glad you missed it.
The fact that she'd seen it, you know, is, yes, you know.
So how long did you guys date?
Well, you know, I mean, the thing is, though, you know, a man having sex with a chicken, like, you know, I mean, it's foul, isn't it?
What are you talking about? I think it's past your bedtime.
I think methane's been on the side.
Happy birthday made you a little dizzy.
I'm doing good. I've come up for oxygen now.
I know what I needed to ask, Paul, before you go. You know, you keep talking about the grandchildren. Have you met a girl yet? You don't have any offspring, do you?
Oh, no, I've no offspring or anything. I think I'm a... I shouldn't say this. Once you say these things, it all goes wrong. I think I'm a confirmed bachelor.
Now, okay.
Having said that now, you see, in a couple of months you'll ring me up and I'll be too devastated to talk to you because I'll find out that...
You have a kid on the way.
I'm about to become a father in about 3 months or something.
Well, I remember when you were over here, there was a young lady. She took a real liking to you.
Yes, I do.
She was cute, too.
You fixed him up with someone?
Yeah. Them were the days of the limousine.
She came to the show, and she liked the show.
I think it was the limousine that attracted the ladies, you know.
Oh, we got to do more of that.
But the size of my legs, you know, it was about right, you know, because I'm a tall guy, so I could really stretch out in that was the lady, the driver, I think she was called Nancy. I'm sure she was.
Sounds right to me.
Nancy was the chauffeur, and she used to come to work in like a leather chauffeur's outfit.
Sweet.
Hot.
You know, she had a leather cap and a leather jacket. It felt a bit S&M, really. You know, those fetish parties, because I was dressed in green and purple lycra with a blowhole in my tie, you know.
She came in and watched the show, though, and she made her mind up. She liked you.
She loved your red
lycra.
She loved it.
She did, yeah, I know, because the next time I came, she asked to be the driver, so she obviously wasn't put off by it at all, you know.
I know you didn't kiss and tell, so I don't know what happened, but it seemed like there was something there.
Yeah, well, I'm skirt. You can tell I'm probably skirting around naming any names because I don't know if the people involved want
it's okay.
to be named on live.
But you're free to kiss and tell now if you so desire. I mean,
I know. I best keep people's names. Just to mean, I've got to keep some discretion, like the Queen. Just to mean.
Yeah, if you don't know if you don't use the last name, nobody cares. It doesn't matter.
Oh. I can't honestly, because they might just ring me up and tell me off or send me an email. Or they might even release the pictures, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the photographs might be circulated on the internet, a sort of It's called revenge porn, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Well, Paul, listen, that was a stellar performance. I mean, that was up there with any of the best. We've heard Happy Birthday multiple times with you. That was no lesser than any of them, maybe the best all time. I know Mark will not forget this anytime soon.
Yeah, brilliant.
And for you to stay up and take our call, we really appreciate it. We're going to have to become a little more regular.
Yeah, what, regular being the operative word, yes. Well, we should maybe... you've definitely inspired me to do a little Trump thing, you know what I mean, for the 20th.
Yeah, for sure. We'll debut it. We'll play the hell out of it.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'm not sure what the song, I mean, I could go into a diatribe about, you know, the different meanings, and then what would be the tune to go for?
Well, you know, something like Jump by Van Halen, maybe a parody song, you know?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that'd be...
Might as well Trump...
Yeah, that's what I
don't think so.
Did he have a campaign Stop song? Did he have a, you know, like politicians, no. They always have a campaign. Every time
he played someone's song, they told him to stop immediately.
Well, he had the Rolling Stones one that he always
played. He played, You Can't Always Get What You Want.
You can't always get what you want,
yeah. He used that, and they of course, told him to stop using it.
How about the Apprentice song?
The Apprentice song is Money. He uses Money by Pink
Floyd. Money.
On The Apprentice.
Ah, right.
That's a good one for you.
Did he use a Bruce Springsteen song?
I think he tried, and I think Bruce told him to go to hell. I mean, honestly, nobody wanted him to play their song, I swear to God.
In fact,
they're having trouble getting people for the inauguration.
The poor Rockettes are being forced to be at his inauguration.
Yeah, but they're being people are giving them pressure to not do it now. I mean, it's really pretty grim over here, Methan, I got to tell you. But listen, thank you again. Thank you so much. It's great to talk to you.
Happy New Year, man.
And we'll be in touch.
Yeah. Great. I can hear you, Drew and Mark. But you've got Maz in there, have you?
Yeah, Maz is here.
Hello, Maz. I've not spoken to you, I don't think, properly before.
I think I did talk to you a couple of times on the show when we were on the sports channel. But, yeah, it's great hanging out with you tonight, Mr. Methane.
It's good to hear your voice. Are you a regular or are you just filling in for Mike?
Well, I'm a friend of the show. I come on maybe once a week or
semi-regular.
Whenever they don't have anybody or they want to make fun of somebody, they bring me in.
Ah, yes. And does this all happen at Drew's house? Is this all going on?
Yep. It's better than most radio stations you've been to, Drew's little studio down here.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
So you don't sit in the, you're not in the living room on the cream leather sofas, just
We're in the basement, actually, but I finished the basement. Yeah, it's pretty nice down here.
It's very homey.
Right.
It works.
That sounds good. It's not a fetish basement, is it, with a dungeon or anything?
Not at all.
Like that.
Not yet, no.
It's great acoustics for you down here. Maybe one day you can come visit us.
Have you put any acoustic dampening on the walls?
Yes, I do.
Actually, there are some panels.
Yes. Right, because... I do think we should try and get something together. I don't know how we're gonna do it, but I do think
we need to work on the ventilation first.
It's time to come back to America for Mr. Methane, clearly.
Yeah, because I think we're trying to make America great again.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's this thing that Mr. Farage is on about. You know, Donald Trump's mother was Scottish. She was off the Hebrides, wasn't she? The Outer Hebrides there, and Farage is going around saying we've got this very special relationship back again because we've got an American president with a Scottish mother who loves the United Kingdom.
Hey, if it's an excuse to get you over here, Methane, I'm all
take
for it. I don't
care.
Well,
that's what I'm thinking. That's why my head's going here, you know what I mean? So I think we should do it, really. I think... Somehow we've got to where there's a will, there's a way.
You got it. I'm going to send you an email. We got to start communicating because we need to have you on at least. My God, you should be on here at least every couple months. I mean, just to say hi and fart a couple times.
I agree. And you know, I was thinking about you month or two ago, and I thought I never hear from Drew and Mike anymore. I wonder what's going on over there. You know,
no, it's terrible.
I wonder if farting. I always felt that. Farting wasn't as funny after 9/11. It's like the country was very, very serious, you know. And like humor was, you know, the shock jocks all disappeared after Bush got in.
Yeah.
and it seemed to go. Everything seemed to go a bit scary, and it's. I think we've come through that phase now.
Oh yeah, we're through it. Methane, trust me, we're all good, and we got to run, but we'll be in touch. I promise you.
Okay, Drew.
You work on your song, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Okay. All right. Take care, Drew.
Thank you, Paul.
Mark,
thanks, Methane.
Take care, Mav.
You got it, Mr. Methane.
Remember, always wipe thoroughly.
Nice talking to you. Always.
Okay. Take care, guys.
All right. Bye. Hi to Barry, please.
Bye.
See you.
Oh yes, I will do. Yeah, I'll say hi to Barry.
Thank you.
Good okay.
Night,
no
adios.
Problems.
Great talking
See you
to
now.
You. All right.
Bye-bye.
The one and only.
Nice job.
Mr. Methane.
He's such a nice guy.
Really good. So nice. He's incredible.
I didn't realize he dressed like the Riddler.
I like him better now.
Yeah, very much
better
so.
Now.
You know, and I went and visited. I saw him when I went over there and went to Barry's place. Barry lives in Henley-on-Thames, which is where George Harrison lived. Ah. And a bunch of other rock stars, and we took a boat into town. And
how's the neighborhood? Nice neighborhood.
Really, pretty nice. Yeah. Barry had a nice place. He had a studio right on the grounds in a separate location. And I know he recorded with somebody over there. God, I'm trying to think who it was. Some British artist, some chick who went a little wacko. Somebody who whacks out like Mariah Carey, like.
Really?
Just trying to think of who it was. And it was in his studio that this whole freaky thing happened. I just can't think of who it was.
Huh. Well,
it was definitely a British chick. And it was in Barry Barlow's studio. And she copped a big, you know, some big ordeal. Like she was supposed to record and she stormed out. And
I don't see anything on here.
Might have had a boyfriend, too, who was involved, I want to say. I mean, it sounds like Amy Winehouse, but I don't think it was Amy Winehouse. Huh. Maybe it was Amy Winehouse.
Was it Adele?
I don't think so. It was somebody significant, though, because I remember thinking, God, I can't believe that.
Well, if we had 50 minutes, we could call Methane back and ask him.
I know. But well, it would take 50 minutes. Right. He's great, though.
You got him up. You woke him up. He's on his second wind, literally.
When he was talking to Joe, I thought it was going to be
awesome.
It was going to be brief because he had to go to bed. But once he got rolling, he was great.
No. He's ready for the late, late, late show.
Still makes me laugh after all these years.
I know. And that chick that dug him, she was actually cute.
He's never mentioned her name. It wasn't the limo driver.
He's still trying to protect her.
He's calling her Nancy.
I don't think her name was Nancy.
No.
I think it was
very chivalrous of him.
Becky or something. But her name changes every time we talk.
Yeah.
We got to take a break here to call Rich Meyer from the Upper Peninsula Bigfoot Sasquatch Research Organization. If you're reading the Free Press,
can we 27th? Can we go over the Lions' 2017 schedule when we're done with that?
No, I don't care about their schedule.
I have the new schedule.
We don't care.
Okay, it's not the Pistons schedule. It's
slightly higher on the register than the Pistons schedule. But
what do we got at half here before we say goodbye?
Did they just miss the field goal?
Yeah.
Who did? USC or Penn State? It's 27-21, I believe. Right? 27-21?
Yeah.
27-21 at the half.
Girly rush rate, 885 yards this year.
885?
Yeah.
Okay. How many yards per carry?
They were ugly yards.
Let me look deeper into that.
I don't think he's a bust or anything.
3.2.
Wow.
Garbage.
Anyway, Rich Meyer's ahead of this UP Bigfoot Sasquatch Research Organization, and they believe Sasquatch is in the UP. And they're out there in the woods. It sounds like they're out there often enough that they actually run into each other because there's a way to signal for Sasquatch, which is by hitting trees with stone with sticks.
Really?
And apparently when they do it, they hear other people doing it, and apparently there are other people looking for Sasquatch.
Not the jerky?
Not Sasquatch.
Not the jerky?
No.
What's the jerky?
What's that commercial where they get Sasquatch?
Jack Links.
Jack Links. Jack Links.
That's what Sasquatch likes to eat?
That's what he likes to eat, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they... I think they're a little more serious in their research than that.
Okay.
I don't think they go by commercial.
We'll ask them.
But Sasquatch has been all over the place.
Yeah, I didn't think he was in Michigan.
Well, Stan Johnson was in Oregon.
Pacific Northwest, yeah.
He thought he was in the Pacific Northwest, and I think most people thought that. And then he's been in the Southeast. I mean, he's been sighted in Florida.
That's where he's called the skunk ape.
Yeah. But Sasquatch, reading up on him...
Yeah.
Apparently, the one thing that no one disagrees about Sasquatch is that he stinks.
Oh, yeah. Total slob.
He's got size 24 feet, I think.
Oh, you know what that means.
Well, yeah, of course.
Huge.
He's right, 9 to 12 feet tall.
Tom's already in his phone. He's bored of it.
Maz, what were you looking up on your phone? What were you looking up?
I was trying to go to the website you were talking about. But I won't. I won't touch my phone anymore when I'm with you guys.
Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to put it away.
Sasquatch.
Watch this. I'm never going to see my phone again. My phone is gone.
Is that the most mad I've ever made you? Because yeah, I made you really angry. You know why?
Because
really
Drew busts my balls.
I know.
My
that's
phone.
Why I said it.
No, because you look at your phone
about
all the time.
That I'm not interested in, I go on my phone.
You do.
But what do you got? I do, but I'm looking up, stories. I'm looking up stuff. I'm not talking to people.
But I think it's because you're usually bored with the subject matter.
No, I'm trying to find out more about it.
Okay.
Sorry, Tom.
Jeez. Rich Meyer. Oh, man, this is getting, how old, setting things on fire now.
How old is this guy that's running this thing?
I don't know how old Rich is.
I want to know what part of the UP he was from.
Hello.
Is this Rich?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Rich, it's Drew and Mark and Maz calling from the Drew and Mike podcast. How you doing?
Good.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys.
All right. How's the Sasquatch search going?
It's going. It's a little cold right now, but other than that, it's going good.
I got to wonder, I've heard about, we were just talking about this, Bigfoot always seems to be, we used to talk to a guy in Oregon who swore he was in the Pacific Northwest, then we heard he was in the Southeast, and I have heard, you know, the Great Lakes area mentioned for Bigfoot, but really more the other places. What makes you so certain, or what makes you think he's in the UP?
The UP is a perfect spot for anything to hide. We don't have the population that other parts of the state do.
Is he trying to hide? I mean, do we know that?
Yeah, he doesn't like cameras. Remember from Stan?
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. With the way the Bigfoots react around people, and as elusive as they are, and as long as it's been taking for anyone to get good, solid evidence, you have to assume that they don't like people that much.
But wait, you say the way they react to people. So have people actually come across them, but they didn't have a camera on them to say, you know, to document it?
Right. When you've got campers that have had small rocks thrown and tents pushed on, campsites raided in the middle of the night.
Bigfoot has been known to do stuff like that?
Yes.
So he's also a total ass.
He's a jerk.
Right?
Or he's threatened. He's threatened. He's threatened.
Right.
Just to throw rocks.
What's your background? You know, I'm just curious because you've taken this on, so I assume you have some background in something related.
My background is actually totally unrelated to Bigfoot, other than as a kid, I grew up in the woods every weekend, well, anytime we got a chance with my dad.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I hunted and fished all over the state, everywhere from Saginaw all the way through the UP.
Did you study forestry or something like that?
No, I actually have a degree in climate control technology.
Oh, wow. That's close enough.
Interesting.
Now, how do you...
climate control.
How is the UPBSRO funded?
Everything's funded out of my pocket, pretty much. We are a completely volunteer organization.
Wow. And how much have you spent in the search for Bigfoot? Is it a significant amount of money?
Honestly, I'm probably only into it around $1,000 or so in the 4 years I've been doing it. But I don't have any of the high-tech equipment yet.
How about the Jack Link's jerky?
Oh, Tom.
The Jack Link's jerky?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all just part of the food that you take on a regular camping trip.
There you go. You've seen those commercials. I'm taking it, right?
Yeah, we've seen them.
All right.
Do you think they were mocking Bigfoot, or did you find that funny?
I find it funny. You can't take yourself too seriously when you're doing this kind of research.
That's good to hear.
Now, usually when tracking an animal, you know, you look for leaves or branches that are bent. I mean, do you see anything like that, or have you come across his feces at all?
I haven't come across anything that I can say 100% is Bigfoot feces.
Hey, why?
Wait, 100%?
Right. I've come across
feces
tracks. We've come across feces, but not seeing who left it there, you can't tell whose it is.
How do you test that? I mean, you can't really do DNA.
The DNA and feces?
But there's DNA. I mean, there's skin. But there's no...
You're going to get somebody's feces for DNA.
But you have no DNA makeup of Sasquatch to market with, so I don't know how you test to see if it's Sasquatch. Is it, like, by scent? I mean, because we know he stinks.
Right. If you were going to test it to see if it was Sasquatch, you would have to find the end that came out first. So you'd have to know how it dropped onto the ground.
Well, you just
so they could get
ends.
The epithelials off of it to test it. But then it's going to come back as unknown.
What does the first end have? The second
or unknown primate.
Yeah, wait. What does the first part of it have to do with?
Because it's going to, as it comes out, is when it's going to pull the epithelials from the skin off.
Oh, I see. That's where the DNA is. I thought you meant, like, maybe because he's 8 feet tall, like, it'd be, like, the splatter would be a greater, you know, dispersion amongst the site. But we don't know. We don't know if he, like, squats really low or goes from a tree or whatever.
He's a biped. I mean,
yeah.
Right.
He's a biped, correct?
Bigfoot is mostly biped, is how everyone has seen him.
I love that term.
Any of your accounts.
I don't use it. I just wanted to say biped.
What part of the UP are you out, Rich?
I am in Hermansville, over between Escanaba and Iron Mountain.
That ring a bell, Tom?
Yeah.
Have you spent time there?
Oh, yeah. Hermansville? Place up there.
Hermansville.
Do you know Iron Mountain's right there.
Do you know nobody from my high school is allowed to go to Iron Mountain? They banned us from the city of Iron Mountain.
Why?
When our high school beat them in high school basketball in 1991, they thought our fans were so rude that they wrote a letter and said, we're not invited to Iron Mountain ever.
Did you know that, Rich?
I hadn't heard that. What school was it that beat them?
Ann Arbor Gabriel Richard.
Okay.
You ever heard of those obnoxious pricks?
Back when Todd Lindemann was on their team.
Are they obnoxious too, Drew?
I have heard of them. I'm originally from Saginaw. I went to Swan Valley.
Well.
Bring it.
Hey, Rich, getting back to Bigfoot, unless you guys want to go on. I keep reading about how bad Bigfoot just stinks. I mean, apparently he is just so pungent, and it's horrifying. Why does Bigfoot stink so bad? I mean, there's a million animals out there, and I suppose they all can smell, but this guy just stinks.
Did any of you hunt at all?
Hunt?
No.
Not really. Not many hunters around here. Not in this room.
Unless Jay does. Most people that have hunted... Yeah, most people that have hunted have experienced coming across a bear in the woods.
Yeah.
And bears are very greasy. It's part of the way they're made. Bears have a smell to them.
Hmm. Yes.
So you would have to assume that a Bigfoot is going to have some type of grease or secretion on its skin to help with warmth.
Gross, like sebum.
Ugh. Yep. Bears so it would kick them out. It would then start to smell after a while.
Wow. Well, and now how do you, I was reading in the story in the Free Press, which did you think it was a good story, by the way?
I did.
The big story?
It brought us a lot of attention recently.
Yeah, it seemed like a pretty fair story. Anyway, they were talking about what do you do to roust Bigfoot or to try to get his attention? You hit the tree with a stick?
We do howls, we do whoops, we do calls. We also do tree knocks. Usually I use an axe handle.
That'd be a tree knock, I think. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What kind of calls?
Whoops
and howls.
And what about the feeling is that Bigfoot leaves like strange, the way he sets sticks up. He has it seems so weird to me.
And arches.
Yeah. Why does Bigfoot do that? Or why is it believed that Bigfoot does that?
If you talk to different Indian tribes throughout history, they've bent trees and then between tribes, they would know, okay, there's been a family of four that came through here. We're assuming that the Bigfoots are doing the same thing. They leave arches to show different pathways. They leave stick structures as bigger ones would be shelters, smaller ones would be like road signs.
Now, Sasquatch is fearful of people, but aren't you scared that maybe the calls drive him away? I mean, maybe he's like, oh my God, that's a
human.
What's
up with Sasquatch?
That's a human impersonating me. I'm out of here.
Right, that's a very good possibility. And we've had what we assume that to happen, where you're getting some action, you're getting wood knocks back and forth between two different groups, and you can hear them, and then you'll try to knock back or you'll try a howl, and then everything just goes quiet, and it kills your night.
Oh. Yeah, it's always the knock back is always another group looking for Bigfoot, right?
Sometimes it has been. I'm not gonna say, oh no, every time it's Bigfoot. No, it's every once in a while you run into another group out there or another person out there that's doing it.
It seems like if this guy's out there, he's ridiculously elusive. Now, he's like 9 to 12 feet tall, right?
Yep. Smart. Well,
he's a biped.
Six and, six and a half to 9 feet tall.
Oh, 6.5 to 9.
Six and a half to 9 feet.
Okay, yeah. He's got size 24 feet or something like that.
Like Bob Lanier.
He's ridiculous. Yeah, he's got bigger feet than Bob Lanier. And for some reason, no one can ever see him. Why? How is this guy so elusive? I mean, is he camo colored or something?
Well, it's not so much that no one can see him, because there's been sightings. There's been people that have had almost face-to-face sightings. They've been caught looking through windows. The problem comes in, everybody's like, well, with all these cameras, you got to be able to get a good picture of it. Well,
why are the pictures always grainy? They're always grainy.
Well, here's the thing. If you walk through your neighborhood, right. And when a squirrel runs across the road in front of you, try and pull your phone out and get a picture in the first 5 seconds.
Well, wait till he stops.
No, but if I sat by the side of the road with my phone trained on it, I'm sure I could get a picture of him.
Right. Or and video. When you're.
Is Bigfoot fast? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, if I'm walking in the woods and Bigfoot walked by, I might not get a video of him. But if I was out there hunting him and waiting for him, I think I might be able to.
Are you saying he's...
If you had a good idea where he was going to come in at, if he could come in from anywhere, your chances are a little slimmer.
All right, Rich, are you acknowledging that Bigfoot is elusive?
Yes. Okay. Yes, Bigfoot is very elusive.
Do you think he's fast? I mean, if he's a 9-foot biped, he could run like a 3.5-40 for
us. Three bipeds for you now.
Sign him up.
Thank you.
Everything I know is that they are very fast.
No, wait, though. Whoa. They'd have to mate, right? So
there has to be a species of Bigfoot. That's why a lot of people feel there is no Bigfoot, right. because there's not just one.
What's the gestation period? Because that Bigfoot lady's not going to be that fast if she's pregnant.
Wow, that's a great point. Yeah, what about a pregnant Bigfoot?
You think they would hunker down?
Yeah, you would think they'd hunker down, maybe a cedar swamp, something like that.
Yeah.
The biggest question that I have is, because of my background in hunting, is all animals have somewhat of a home range. I'm working towards trying to figure out what a home range is for a Bigfoot.
Oh, like how far they travel?
Right.
You think that Mama Bigfoot, though, if she's pregnant, she'd be laying out somewhere, and Bigfoot would be sort of patrolling the area, and he couldn't just run away.
You're going to come across a pregnant Bigfoot, and then he's going to come by and just devour you.
Or just hit me on the top of the head like the gopher game.
What percentage chance are you certain that Bigfoot exists?
I am 90% certain that Bigfoot
90%?
Exists.
Where are the bones? Do they bury their deceased like we do as humans? How come we never find any bones?
That's a great question.
Okay.
They have Bigfoot funerals.
Yeah.
Or maybe they cremate them and spread them.
It's something I started to look into early on. How many bear carcasses have hunters ever found in the woods? Not many. Same thing with mountain lion carcasses.
What do
the bears do when bears die? Do they bury them, or do they cremate them?
You've never been to a bear funeral?
No, they
quite sad.
They die especially
when they're cubs.
They die in cedar swamps. They die in very acidic soil, so the bones don't last as long.
Wait, how do they always manage to die there?
They run and look for cover when they're dying.
What if there's
Same
no
thing
way like
when
that?
When a hunter shoots a deer doesn't run out into the middle of the field or back to the guy's truck for him. It runs down into the deepest, darkest stuff it can find.
Gets away. It tries to hide.
Right.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Because they think it's injured.
Do you know I saw a dead bear the other day?
You did?
Yeah, on the side of the road on Route 80.
A dead bear?
A dead black bear.
Rich, do you believe Tom when he says that?
How do you know it's not a baby Sasquatch, Tom?
It was a black bear.
I believe it.
You believe him? Okay.
It was in Ohio, Pennsylvania. It was like in the woods of Pennsylvania, coming out of the Nittany Mountain.
How close to the road was it?
Right there. Like if we weren't going so fast, we might have pulled over just to see what the heck.
Do you think it just passed away there, or do you think a car hit it?
I'm not sure.
Car hit it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, because it would have gone to some acidic area, right?
Right. I've seen bears get hit on the highway by semis.
I believe in using new knowledge.
And then they still try to get off the highway.
All right, stupid question. How come Sasquatch has never been hit by a car?
I'm sure they have. There's evidence where there's people who have hairs collected off their cars where they've grazed one or bumped one. There's other cars that have been totaled.
Yeah.
Really?
Once you get into some of the reports, yeah.
And then they say it looked like some 9-foot biped. It was crazy.
Biped,
yep. And then their insurance company says, you're crazy.
Well, maybe they're using the, you know, bipedal Sasquatch as an excuse for the accident.
Yeah, they're hammered or something.
Yeah.
But then you wouldn't, I don't know. Well, that's wild. You know, this is a great subject, and I got to say, I think you raised more interesting questions.
How do you catch one? If you do see them, how do you get them? What, I mean, what's your plan?
Just get a picture.
Befriend them.
Yeah, my plan is picture some kind of photographic evidence that when, depending on who we're out in the field with, we've got people who have infrared, like FLIR units that have recording capabilities. We've got night vision with recording capabilities.
It'll be grainy. We've no got what?
What about those motion detective
cameras running all the time?
Yeah, the motion detective cameras that hunters use. Yep, my father-in-law has a sweet one. Catches bears on it all the time.
How about a sleep dart?
Yep.
You going to use a sleep dart?
I'm not going to use a sleep dart. I'm not going to put out the money to buy a tranquilizer gun and then have to guess on how much tranquilizer I need to not
just shoot it.
Hit something off that's that big.
Who cares if it lives? Just shoot it.
Oh, I mean, as fast as he is, he'll track you down in no time.
It's Sasquatch, for crying out loud. Just kill it.
Mark.
What?
Okay, nice. Wait. Hold on. Sasquatch. On your just kill it thing. What happens if his DNA turns out to be more man than animal?
Yeah,
Mark. Well, what if he kills?
I don't think there's a legal precedent for half man DNA.
Now you murdered somebody, didn't just kill an animal.
I gotta say that might be worth the risk.
20 to 30 for manslaughter for Mark.
You'd go down in history as the guy that found Bigfoot.
No, you'd be down as the guy in history who killed a man,
half man,
right?
More man than half man. Bigfoot.
Half man. You only serve half the time.
There's been people that have claimed to have shot them, and they're not so well liked.
Are they in jail?
Don't have the DNA to prove.
No, exactly. So just kill it. Right. I mean, you'd be the guy that found Bigfoot.
We want Bigfoot alive. We want to see him. We want to befriend
him.
After you kill
him out,
and take
he's part of our species.
Of
we want to get to know him.
Of course,
integrate him.
Make sure you return
him special
it to the other, make sure you return the body to the other Bigfoot so they can have the proper burial.
Yeah, so they can have the
the
cremation.
My thing is to answer questions for myself and then to get them recognized by science. And I'm not going to, and no one in my organization is going to kill one to do that.
I think having a body would be huge for science.
You bet they do.
Is that an organization, Jay? BLM?
What if you just catch it and trap it? Do you think you can trap it?
It's flesh and blood, so it can be trapped.
Okay. It's like a $6 million man, though. He'd get out of any trap, wouldn't he?
It's a good possibility that anything we build, it's just going to split in half and walk away from.
That would be amazing.
Wow.
Why? We can trap elephants.
Yeah, but Bigfoot is a biped.
Those are quadrupeds.
Elephants are quadrupeds.
I'm just looking for bipeds.
Well, we trap bears all the time, right?
Hey, Rich, this is a fascinating subject. I really appreciate your time, and I definitely want to stay in touch and find out how your progress goes. And are you guys looking for funding if anybody wants to, you know, help you guys fund your search for Bigfoot?
Yeah, we'll always take donations. We do sell T-shirts on our Facebook page.
Sweet.
Most of our T-shirt money we turn around, though, and put right back into, we make donations to the state parks and to local charities that deal with getting kids out.
What
in
are you
the
dealing
woods,
with on the T-shirts?
It sounds revenue
the T-shirts,
stream.
We've been getting them through Custom Ink, but
plug.
Well, it's the Upper Peninsula Bigfoot Sasquatch Research Organization. If anybody's looking to get an address or donate, send them a check.
Yep.
Or buy a T-shirt.
Everything is all right there on our Facebook page, all the contact information.
What's the Facebook page listed under? Is it Upper Peninsula Bigfoot Research Organization?
It's Upper Peninsula Bigfoot Sasquatch Research Organization, or if you're typing it in as a URL, it's facebook.com/UPBSRO.
BSRO. Great. Hey, Rich, good luck.
I hope you find them. I really do.
All right. Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
Man.
Nice talking to you guys.
See you, Rich. See you, Rich.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
How cool would that be if you found them?
Be awesome.
Why
couldn't
you
tell
want to shoot them?
Oh, come on, though.
Yeah, Mark, you want to take out a fellow man?
Half man. We don't even know. We don't even know the DNA makeup.
I was not expecting that answer, by the way.
Probably nicer.
I wasn't either. Couldn't you just say, I thought it was a bear?
I think
what's
so.
What's this 9 foot? Wait, what man has been 9 feet tall?
I mean,
I think that's a reason.
Get him on a basketball team. Why is somebody recruiting this guy?